Blind Cool Tech, March 24th, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, the show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Skookon.
Hey y'all, how are you? Just wanted to give you some thoughts and impressions and plans and so forth about the CSUN 2006 conference. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning right now, and as you might have heard yesterday, I was supposed to have breakfast with David Tanner, but he left a message on the voicemail last night, and it was fine with me. Well, wait a minute, what am I doing with a pair of pants on the bed here? Oh boy. I'm still in the hotel room. About to take Jake out. I'm just getting my socks and shoes on and stuff. But I had a lot of stuff I wanted to talk to you about, so I just thought we'd go ahead and get started a little early. You can probably hear that fan running there. I have not even turned on the news or anything yet this morning. I got up pretty early and got some stuff posted from yesterday. And wow, neat stuff coming in, you guys, too. The PGP and the playback. Awesome. How's somebody supposed to keep up with all this stuff? I know. That's what you're asking, too, right? Hey, little buddy. Let's see, I'm going to put these pants up here on the shelf. They must have fell on the floor and the maid picked them up or something. Or the housekeeper, I should say. Okay, I didn't put my shoes in the usual place. So that's always annoying. There they are. How do you guys pack up when you go on a trip? That's one of the things I kind of wanted to chat about this morning, in addition to the CSUN impressions, is just traveling as a blind person, especially by yourself. Now, this conference, you can't really... This is different because there's a lot of accessibility around here and a lot of awareness, but if you're traveling to something that's not that way... Well, Keith and I, for instance, traveled to Amsterdam. I guess that's been 3 or 4 years ago now. And it was interesting getting around and just dealing with the native population. It was kind of surprising that there was so much acceptance of the guide dogs, because everybody in Amsterdam seemed to have dogs. All right, let me see. We're going to run down and let Jake out. Sure, I've got my key, and yeah, all right, come on, little buddy. But when you're traveling by yourself, there's some things you need to remember. Jake, I don't know why you always want to go to the right. We're going to the left. Come on. No. Well, let's just go left. Good boy. I don't understand it. Dogs can be quirky. Good boy. We're going down this little tiny ramp into these stairs. I ran into... Good boy. Hi there. Let me back up a little bit here. How you doing? So weird. Right. Good boy. I did run into Jeff Bishop last night. Yesterday afternoon. And I'll be darned, he's staying in the room right next to me, him and Daryl both, so we're going to have to have Podcast Central there or something. In fact, I was telling him about this. I was telling him about this doorway or stairwell. Good boy, look, buddy. Must be something out in the road there. Good boy. That's it. Let's go right. And he was pretty surprised and delighted to hear about that. I was telling him I had actually made a podcast out of it, and he goes, that really would have been funny if I had discovered it that way. Good boy, little buddy. Good doggy. So, yesterday we got started, as you know, with the keynote at 7:30, and the keynote speaker wasn't able to show up, so Harry Murphy, the founder of CSUN, pinch hitted for him and gave a pretty funny speech there. And I got back to the room and was checking on which sessions I wanted to go to while Roger and Tony were setting up the booth. So, yeah, don't forget, I'm over here for work. I work for American Printing House for Klein, and I have to do booth duty. I'm glad I didn't have to help set up, but Roger and Tony are the masters. Boy, they can get that thing put up and tore down quickly. You gonna do anything, little buddy? I'll bet that's a bad-looking ride. Bad as in good. Yeah, these L.A. people like their cars. What did we see? Roger and I saw a 65 Mustang convertible the other day that was immaculate, apparently. So anyway, I got back to the room after the keynote, and I really enjoyed meeting Kim Scharf from New Hampshire there, too. That was really cool chatting with her. And I went and looked at the schedule, and I guess I was reading it wrong. And I recorded that, too, because I was going to try to go to that Peter Korn presentation, but I thought it was at 9:20. At the Hilton, but I was reading the one below it. So, got that straightened out. Didn't make it to the Java and GNOME presentation. And, I was telling you, I ran into Jeff yesterday. He is podcasting a bunch of sessions, too. So, be sure and tune into that. And Daryl with the Blind Access Journal. Come on, little buddy. And Jeff, of course, is the Desert Skies podcast. He's got a URL for that, but jeffbishop.net will get you there as well. And there's also a company that's doing a bunch of these and streaming some live events. Probably check on the Blind Cool Tech list if you're brave enough to get on there. There you go, little buddy. We got to do something. We didn't do anything all day yesterday. Well, we're looking hard. There you go. We're making a circle eight. We got launch. No, we don't. Remember that, Scott. We got a torpedo hitting the target. I'm talking about at the Seeing Eye. They have park times, and everybody takes their dog out at the same time, and you're out on this concrete patio or a big tarmac. dogs do their thing all together, and Scott and I were making some references, jokes, joking around with each other. Scott Howell, who you heard the MacCast from, a couple other reviews too. Yeah, we got you, little buddy. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. We're a good dog. This is important stuff here. Because we don't want accidents. And I have got a plastic bag I keep with me, which I will replenish when I get back up to the room. Boy, I hope you guys don't mind. I'll just talk while we do this. I can't find my plastic bag. There it is. I just use little sandwich bags. So that means, though, that I'm going to have to go back up to the room and wash my hands. Not that you touch anything when you're doing this. Anyway. One of the things I really wanted to chat with you about is getting around when you're in a strange hotel. It's so easy to get disoriented or even to find stuff for the first time. Make sure I got all this. Okay, little buddy. Back inside. Left. Good boy. There's a trash can here by the door, which is really nice. Well, I was over here the other day and I took a step backwards. And I had to remind myself, because I almost stepped off of something, don't ever walk backwards. And you learn that in Taekwondo and some other training, but it's good advice for anywhere, because you don't have any control when you're walking backwards. Good boy. I guess what I was... I gotta hold something up to my mouth so it looks like I'm talking into something. I feel a little self-conscious even though there's no one around here. What I'm trying to say, though, is that I'm not sure that we're going to... it's really our place to record a lot of these sessions. I hope someday that the conferences themselves would record these things and make them available. Good doggy. Left. Why do you want to go out? We just want to show people. This is right close to our room too, but there's no grass out here. Well, there is, but it's a long ways away. There are some nice chairs out here to sit. Come on, little buddy. Let's go back in. Right. Good doggy. So I may record a few more of the sessions. I really wanted to kind of give you an ambience for what CSUN is like. Right, I'm gonna smell coffee. I think we'll just go ahead and go down and have breakfast. Let me wash my hands first. That's another reason why I like having a... Jake is just not pointing out this room to me. That's why I like having a room that's not up on the 20th floor or anything like that. Now what? 05. Oh, come on. How frustrating. Double check the room number. Right by the fire hydrant. I think my card went bad. This happens to me at ATIA too. Well, I'm orienting it correctly. The first time I've had problems out of this. It's not gonna do it. Man. Alright, we're gonna go to the front desk. I guess I wonder if keeping it back there with my recorder is having an effect on it. Right. Good doggy. Right. I didn't realize it was that far down, I forgot it. Okay. So yeah, I'm not sure we're gonna really record too many other sessions. Unless you really want me to. Would like to record going through the exhibit hall. I tried that last night by myself, and you really do need a guide. You're people standing in the middle of the aisles. Should have had Liz with me there, huh? And yeah, she likes that. Alright, we're in front of the elevators. Let's go straight, everybody. Straight. Good boy. And we're gonna go to the left. Gift shop on the right. ATM on the left. And the front desk is right here on the left too. It's pretty easy to get around here. Yeah. My key quit working this morning.
Okay, do you have the key with you?
Yeah.
Right here, thank you. What room number are you in?
2053.
First name, Larry, sir?
Yes.
There you go, you're all set.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go straight. Boy, these conferences are rough on dogs, I was telling you. Right, this time we're going to go right. Right. No, right. Right. Up, up. Up. No, we're going to go right. Good boy. Up. All right, good boy. That's it, little buddy. Yeah, we don't generally go straight to the room. I think this might be the first time. So he wanted to turn toward the stairs to go to the lower level. And then there's another hallway that this circles all the way around the building and goes to. That's it, little buddy. Good ducky. So I guess I'll try keeping that key in my pocket with my cell phone. Yeah, I was telling you about the rest of the conference. I also went to to a... No, hop up. Good boy. Hop up. Right there. Good doggy. You just don't want to go there, do you, Jackie? There we go. So I went to a one about pedestrian guidance systems that was pretty interesting. And then one about, no, that was all I did, yeah. And then I went and had lunch and had to work the booth from 4 to 7. Actually, I left a little bit early. So it was a busy day. Went and had, yes, I saw some neat people at the booth yesterday. And, got a couple of good sessions to go to today, too. In fact, I've got them on my book board here. So have it with me to check it any time. I need to be flexible, too, about the booth. So usually what we're going to try to do is have Roger or I there. All right, little buddy. I guess that's going to be it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, eh, Jake? All right. Thank y'all, and have a good one. We'll see you next time. All right, little buddy, you ready to go get some breakfast?
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.